This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with another edition of Issues of the Environment. While we continue to deal with the coronavirus public health crisis and the efforts to end the epidemic of systemic racism, a lot gets lost in the daily news cycle. Climate change has certainly found itself on the back burner, and a number of other important environmental issues have taken a backseat as well. That includes recycling. But it doesn't mean work isn't being done and the push for something more and better isn't present. It is. I'm going to talk a bit about that today with our guest, Jim Fry. Jim is CEO of Resource Recycling Systems, which manages and facilitates Next Cycle Michigan. That's a Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy initiative with big goals and high aspirations. And thank you so much for the time today, Jim.
My pleasure. Good to be here.
In a broad sense, what are the goals of Next Cycle Michigan?
Well, Next Cycle Michigan has a very simple goal, and that's to support any effort across the state that's helping Michigan improve recycling in your community, in your county, in your region, and very much is targeted at a broader goal to triple Michigan's recycling rate from what was in 2018 only 15% to 45%. We've made some progress in the last year or two. We're now at about 18%, but a long way to go. It's going to take effort by everybody, and that's what Next Cycle Michigan is about, is mobilizing all of those collaborative efforts across the state.
Well, that seems clear and concise, and yet loaded with a great deal of complexity in how we meet those expectations. Let's talk about the legislative side of things for a moment. As I understand it, there are a number of bills pending in Lansing that would address recycling with an end goal of moving that needle up to ultimately 45%, but certainly a 30% recycle rate by 2025. Do you know where these measures stand today?
Sure. They are actually, it's a package of bills that would replace what we call Part 115, which is the state's regulations around waste, and transition that to from a waste approach to what we call our sustainable materials management. That set of bills, I believe, is in the House in the Ways and Means Committee, and there is aspirational hope that we can move that before the end of the year as part of a package. Six bills, ideally they all move together, and ideally the legislator is able to move that forward.
In managing and facilitating Next Cycle Michigan, are you charged with helping get the state to that higher recyclable goal with or without the supporting legislation?
That's absolutely correct. That Next Cycle Michigan's effort is really about bringing best practices to the state for recycling in every aspect, you know, from the collection program right there at our curb, all the way through processing material. We are actually packaging this in the concept of a circular economy where there's economic development opportunity and also lots of work to do. In fact, the studies that have been done as part of preparing for this indicate that we're sending about 6.8 million tons of waste into landfills that are actually recyclables. And that to reach a 45% recycling rate, we have to lift 2.7 million more tons. And the beautiful thing about that is that that also means a lot of economic benefit for the state. Almost a $9 billion total salary and spinoff economic benefits that total $33 billion. That's almost as big as our travel industry. And that's what would happen. That's what we actually control as a set of people and communities and businesses here in the state, to bring some economic vitality while also doing something really good for the environment. Part 115 is important to that, but it's not essential.
I would assume it would also require a greater investment in facilities, infrastructure, and that would be part of the economic growth because we simply don't have enough recycling to accommodate the kind of volume you're talking about.
That's absolutely right, and that's really where Next Cycle comes into its real purpose. There's a couple tracks for that, and one we call the Innovation Challenge, where we're really setting up, in some sense, a kind of a competitive but still challenge approach in six key areas where recycling can improve, where currently our gap in how we handle recyclables and the markets for them is not strong. It could be stronger. And those include efforts around organic waste, working together as governments, intergovernmentally, the fact that there are micro-scale steps we all can take, and how do we support that through one of these innovation challenge tracks, our roads, the paving we do, our paths, our freeways, our parking lots, those have lots of opportunities for recycled content that we're actually really excited about. over the next 3 to 5 years, recycling supply chains that need to be strengthened. And maybe most exciting is a lot of innovation. People don't realize that there is automation coming to the recycling facilities, able to identify and sort material visually, and also bring kind of new technology to the recycling scene, something that we've been doing for 200 years. We can, you know, add some new twists and turns. All that takes investment, and that's really where what we call the Renew Partnership Portal is targeting at bringing all of those players who need to put money into recycling facilities, collection infrastructure, end markets. That's part of what Next Cycle is meant to channel over these next 3 to 5 years.
Issues of the environment, and our conversation with Jim Frey continues on 89.1 WEMU. Jim is CEO of Resource Recycling Systems. Jim, we've all seen the pictures and the video of tons of plastic floating in our oceans and washing up on shore. Walk in virtually any public space, you'll find recyclable materials littering our environment. Setting policy is one thing, but what about Next Cycle will address the perhaps bigger accomplishment of changing behavior?
Absolutely, and there's some exciting parts of Next Cycle and the broader State of Michigan, EAGLE, as you called it earlier, department initiative, including communications strategies that are intended to help remind people what the right way to recycle is and also how to bring responsible action, you know, at that individual or business level. That's an important part of the behavior change, is really helping people understand what recycling can do and how to do it. Next Cycle actually tackles the real challenge, which is a lot of that opportunity to recycle is not convenient for our residents, for our businesses. The services aren't there, the bins aren't there, the right signage isn't there. It's not an excuse for litter. It's not an excuse for aquatic debris on our shores. But we really do have to start by building the right infrastructure and helping people understand how to use it. That being said, for lack of a better word, the atrocities you speak of from an environmental perspective that we've all seen pictures of, where we know that the right thing isn't being done with material, and we know that the markets aren't using it the way they need to. Those are all things that we're trying to address with Next Cycle initiatives and programs, and we're trying to give actionable opportunities for some of the producers of those materials where they can step in through the Renew Partnership Portal and work together to, at least here in Michigan, make sure we're doing the right thing.
And let's talk a little bit more about that from the corporate side. What is being done specifically to address that massive problem of individual packaging and the waste it creates, both recyclable and non-recyclable? Because most of what we've talked about to this point is dealing with the aftermath as opposed to prevention.
Absolutely. And there, I mentioned earlier some of the tracks around the innovation challenge that we're launching here over the next 6 months, and we called it the micro track. One of the components under that initiative is to really support reduction and reuse. And that is where a significant amount of problem materials can either be designed away or be designed for recycling. And so those are steps that we know are, it's kind of the dull and boring stuff of packaging and supply chain specialty roles within corporate America for the packaging.
I will say boring is subjective.
Yeah, exactly. That's the stuff that Next Cycle Michigan includes, as well as the exciting stuff. It's going to provide stuff right in, you know, right at your curb.
So again, 18% right now, 30% the goal by 2025, and your best guess, we'll hit it?
I think that is doable, given the traction we have and also the investment that will be marshaled through Next Cycle Michigan and other sources, and also the fact that some of the legislative moves that have been taken about 2 years ago to provide some funding for the state of Michigan to work with, you know, it's sort of like that 10 cents on the dollar carrot that can help leverage all of the investment that's needed to make 30% happen by 2025 and to get to 45% after that. And that means action across the supply chain, as we like to say. But it also means that our state government being able to take some leadership in a variety of ways. And fortunately, they've got some resources to work with, despite, as you noted in your opening comments, despite the challenges and really rough patch that COVID presents to us. We still buy stuff. We still need to recycle it. In fact, here in Michigan, we have a great opportunity where our paperboard cartons, even our paper cups, can actually go into a manufacturing plant located in Sheboygan, Michigan, called Great Lakes Tissue, that makes soft tissue products out of that. That's what can happen to your recyclables right here in our state, part of that circular economy.
Well, I champion your optimism, and I will hold forth as such.
Thank you, David. It's been a pleasure.
That is Jim Fry. He is the CEO of Resource Recycling Systems, which manages and facilitates Next Cycle Michigan. It is a Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy Initiative. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Resources Commission, and you hear it each Wednesday. For more information on today's topic, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.